ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरनुमितेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितेन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं दधाति स्वपदं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुन् श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवम् सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां सहगना श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखावितंश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुधदेवी प्रणामामि। वंचकल्पतरुभ्य कृपा सिंधुभ्यो च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today is Lord Varaha's appearance day, and I chose the verse, third canto, chapter 19, text 34, I think. Is that right? 30? Okay. Chapter 19, right? Yes, text 30. Yeah, text 30. This is the shloka by demigods after the Varadev killed Hiranyaksha. So we'll chant this shloka and then we will talk the pastimes of Lord Varahadev and how in the present world it can be applied. Many of the points from the pastimes of the Lord Varaha can be applied in the present world, present situation. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam is Amala Puranam. Is always applicable, whether it's a Satyuga or Kali Yuga or Treta Yuga or Dwapara Yuga, doesn't matter. Particularly Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya recommended us to have a Srimad Bhagavatam, Amala Puranam. So, okay, so let's chant. Deva Uchu Namo Namaste Akhila Yajyatan तन्तवे सितौ गृहीतामलसत्त्वमूर्त्ये दृष्ट्याहतोऽयं जगताम् अनु अरुन्तुदास् त्वत्पादभक्त्या वयम् ईश निर्वृत्तः नमो नमस्ते अखिल यज्ञ तंतवे स्थितौ गृहीतामल सत्त्वमूर्ते दिष्ट्याहतोऽयं जगताम् अरुन्तदास् त्वत्पादभक्त्या वयम् ईशन् Nirvitaha. Namo namaste akhira jagyatantave. Stitau grihitamala sattvamurtaye. Dishtyatoyam jagatamaruntudas. Vatpada bhaktyavayam ishane nirvittaha. Response, please. Vaishnavis, please. Devaha, the demigods, which you saved. Namaha, obeisances. Namaha, obeisances. Te unto you. Akhil jagyatantave. Danger of all sacrifices. Stitau, for the purpose of maintaining. Grihita, assumed. Amal, pure. Sattva, goodness. Murtaye, form. Dishtya, fortunately. Ataha, slain. Ayam, this. Jagatam, to the worlds. Aruntudaha, causing torment. Tatpada, to your lotus feet. Bhaktya, with devotion. Vayam, we. Isha, O Lord. Nivrittaha, having attained happiness. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The demigods address to the Lord, all obeisances unto you. You are the enjoyer of all sacrifices. And have you assumed the form of a boar in pure goodness for the purpose of maintaining the world? Fortunately, for us this demon who was a torment to the worlds has been slain by you. And we too, O Lord, are now at ease in devotion to your lotus feet. Purport. The material world consists of three modes, goodness, passion, ignorance. But the spiritual world is pure goodness. It is said here that the form of the Lord is pure goodness, which means that it is not material. In the material world there is no pure goodness. In the Bhagavatam, the stage of pure goodness is called Sattva Vishuddham. Vishuddham means pure. In pure goodness there is no contamination by the two inferior qualities, namely passion and ignorance. The form of the boar, therefore, in which the Lord appeared, is nothing of the material world. There are many other forms of the Lord, but none of them belong to the material qualities. Such forms are none different from the Vishnu form, and Vishnu is the enjoyer of all sacrifices. The sacrifices which are recommended in Vedas are meant to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In ignorance only, people try to satisfy many other agents, but the real purpose of the life is to satisfy the Supreme Lord Vishnu. All sacrifices are meant to please the Supreme Lord. The living entities who know this perfectly well are called demigods, godly, or almost God. Since the living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, it is his duty to serve the Lord and please him. The demigods are all attached to the personality of Godhead, and for their pleasure, the demon, who was the source of trouble to the world, was killed. Purified life is meant to please the Lord, and all sacrifices performed in purified life are called Krishna consciousness. This Krishna consciousness is developed by devotional service, as clearly mentioned here. So, Lord is in a form of a boar, which is considered to be a very dirty animal, isn't it? When we go to Vrindavan, we see all the pigs, but they are, we cannot commit offense at those pigs who are in Vrindavan and Braj, because they are also have probably some great sages in previous life, but somehow they committed some offense. So they are in the form of a boar there in the Braj. But it is their last life. So, in this world, when we talk, if you talk to other religious people and say, oh, our Lord appears in the form of a pig, boar, they would probably question, what kind of God you have? First he appeared as a fish, then he appeared as a kurma, and then he appeared as a boar. You guys are Hare Krishnas, are worshipper of all these forms, which is, we never heard of it, right? But Vishnujan Maharaj had a nice to say about it during the Rath Yatra. He said, because when Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani was on the chariot, he was giving the lecture. And people were wondering probably, you know, what kind of form is this here? They have this Lord, you know, his hands are like this, big eyes. Lord Balaram with big eyes, in the middle, some statue with no hands or no feet, sitting. So, Vishnu Maharaj said that, here he says, so, these deities of Krishna, his sister Subhadra, and his divine brother Balaram, these deities are actually completely the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This may be difficult to understand. But just like in the Bible, you know that Moses was experiencing God in the form of a burning bush. So sometimes people blame us. They say that you Hare Krishna people are idol worshippers. But Moses then was a bush worshipper. If God wants to appear in a bush, He can. Not present bush. This is bush. Election is coming up, so it's heavy thing is going on in the world. He can. And if He wants to appear in a pillar of fire or smoke or sand or wood or stone or a tree or your heart, He can do whatever He pleases. So don't try to limit and say God can't do this or God can't do that. He can do whatever He likes. So Krishna is perfectly present in the form of Lord Jagannath. So Krishna is also present in the form of Lord Varaha or Matsya or Kurma. Now, from the third canto, this is covering, I have 20 minutes left and there are 6 chapters to cover. I have to tell the main stuff, I guess. But in the third canto, chapter 13, text 36, it says, the Vedas are said to be the breath of the Lord, right? Lord Vishnu, the Vedas. And that breath is inhaled by Brahma. Because Brahma was the original person, first creature, first personality, you know, from the navel of the lotus of the Vishnu, Brahma appeared, right? So Brahma inhaled those Vedas. Brahma is considered the original student of the Vedas. And the breathing from the nostril of the Brahma caused the appearance of Lord Varaha. And therefore, the born incarnation of the Lord is the personified Vedas. Is transcendental. I thought of it that people who worship Lord Varaha, that means they're going to go to Lord Varahadev's planet, right? So that means they all assume a form of a boar, huh? Yes, yeah, it must be. But they all are transcendental. They all have to please the Lord Varahadev. Of course. Why not? Well, if you're going to go there, you assume the form, isn't it? Well, no. Not necessary, huh? But they have regular form and they worship Lord Varahadev, huh? But then on Vishnu, they was 400 form Lord Vishnu, isn't it? 400 form they assume. That's also true. Some people become peacocks, some are trees, some are that life. Anyhow, but it's transcendental. Let's put it that way. Okay, so now, let's start. So, 4 Kumaras, they, the sons of Lord Brahma, they first appeared. Brahma is given the Brahma was given the job to creation. So 4 Kumaras appear and they don't want to get married. So of course, Manu, Lord Brahma said to Manu, Manu was very obedient. So Manu, to have the Manu, he told Manu, Brahma told Manu, you have to do the creation. But he wants the creation where he can go. The earth is following the Garbhodak ocean. So he said, where do I go? So Lord Brahma was puzzled. So now that we will point, that this point we will talk later. But we want to talk, start with Kumaras. So four Kumaras who are older, but they are 5 years young. And they just naked go around. And they can go anywhere. They are just transcendental. So they go to the Vaikuntha planet. Right? And whole is described how the, what is the Vaikuntha planet, what is the material world, how the Vaikuntha planet is. The description of Vaikuntha planet is given. So they pass the 6 gates and they come to the 7th gate. And what happens at the 7th gate? The Paredar, the guards of the 7th gate, Jay and Vijay, stops them. I say, you cannot enter. 4 Kumaras have already entered the 6 gates and they are wondering who these past impostors are. There is no Vaikuntha, there is no enmities, it's spiritual. What is the question? You guys stop us. We passed through 6 gates, now we're stopping at the 7th gate. You know. They said, no, you cannot go. So there's 4 Kumaras here, they said, they have to. These two guards don't belong here. This kind of behavior is in the material world, not in the spiritual world. So you guys go to this material world. Then these two, Jay and Vijay, they realize that we made a mistake here. These are great personalities have come here, passed the 6 gates, and we didn't allow them. So therefore, the senses and say, please forgive us what we have done. But the Kumaras already told them that you're gonna go to material world now, you both. So meanwhile, Lord appears there, Vishnu, and there is whole description of how Lord Vishnu looks, and you know, his bodily form, everything is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then Lord comes, and these 4 Kumaras offer obeisances to the Lord, and then they are praising the Lord, glorifying the Lord Vishnu. And they are, now these 4 Kumaras have heard from Brahma about Lord Vishnu, but now they are seeing what they have heard, they are seeing the Lord face to face. And they had some tinge of impersonalism about the Lord. But when they are smelling the aroma of the tulsi leaves from the lotus feet of the Lord, that all impersonalism is over. So similarly, we are hearing, those by hearing and by chanting the glories of the Lord, we'll also be able to see the form of the Lord. And the form the Lord is right in the, here on the altar, which is none different than the actual form of the Lord. So there's some 4 Kumaras and Lord Vishnu knows what happened. That my 2 doorkeepers are cursed by these 4 great personalities. But Lord Vishnu is actually taking that himself. Because if the servant commits offense, it is good as committed offense by the master. So Lord Vishnu says that this my 2 servants have committed offense at your lotus feet, and I am responsible for it. A wrong act committed by a servant leads people in general to blame his master. Now here the Lord is saying, this is important in this world at present, anyone in the entire world, even one who cooks and eats the flesh of a dog, can be purified by hearing the glorification of God. And we see that, isn't it? Other part of the world, somewhere they eat dogs, but they are devotees of the Lord. Just by hearing, by coming in touch with the books of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada. Now you have realized me without in doubt, therefore I will now hesitate to chop up my arm if his conduct becomes hostile to you. Another point Lord makes. The brahmanas, the cows, and the defenseless creatures are my own body. Those who cannot see this truth because of their own sins look upon these as separate from me. They are just like envious, furious serpents. This is Lord's verse. And will suffer for their misconduct. So this is what's going on in the world at present. So they all will have to suffer. Srila Prabhupada was so kind that he saved us and he wants to save everybody on this planet from this misunderstanding people have. So then they're gonna be Chayan Vijay now. They're gonna go back to material world, but Lord specifies them that you both are going there, but you both will remember through intensified anger. And you will return. And this both are also praying to this poor Kumara that please, yeah, we are going to go, but please bless us that we at least remember our Lord when we are there in the material world. So then they are leaving and the poor Kumara also leaves the Vaikuntha and the Lord also goes back. So now, these both have to appear on the world. How are they going to appear? So, Diti and the Kashyapa are the instruments. And Kashyapa has married to Diti's sisters, many sisters. How many? 11 or 12 sisters? 13? 13, right? 17. Oh, 13 and 4 more. And they all have a progeny. And Diti didn't have it. So Diti is praying to her husband that please fulfill my desire. I want to have a son. But the Kashyap says, wait a minute, not this time. This is not an auspicious time. This is the evening time when Lord Shiva comes. With all his ghosts, everybody, please, this is not a good time. But when the lust arises, we forget everything. This is another lesson to learn. Our intelligence is complete, because intelligence itself is lusty anyhow at the same time. We forget. So this is what happened to Kashyapa. He fulfilled the desire of deity. And what happened? Kashyap, after having this, Kashyap told her that what you have done is not a right thing. And in the womb, now you're going to have the two great personalities. Not great, but how can I say great person? No, they are not great personalities. But of course, at the same time, you know, who can fight with the Lord? Right? And they are Jaya Vijaya. Anyhow, so this, they will appear, and these two personalities will be giving trouble to the brahmanas, cows, all living in its demigods, everybody. But he told to her that, but they will be killed by the Supreme Personality of God. Oh, good, Diti said. They will be at least not be cursed by the brahmanas. They'll at least be killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Aditi, she had a good mood. She respected brahmanas. That's why Kashyapa said to her, yes, you have it says, because of your proper mood and respect for the brahmanas, I will also impart a benediction to you. And what will be that benediction? The benediction is that your sons, or your one son's son, will be a great personality, devotee of the Lord. And that is Prahlad Maharaj. And he will always remember the Lord. And that is the pastimes of Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad, 7th canto. So here, when they were in the womb of this, womb of his mother, another 10 minutes, okay, the light of the sun and moon weakened. When they were in the womb of the deities. So all the demigods and all were kind of puzzled, what's happening here? So Brahma knew, Brahma told that it is Jaya and Vijaya who are in the womb of deity now, and they are going to they are gonna cause the disturbances, and they are in the womb of deity. So Brahma, these two demons, so Diti didn't want them to appear because she knew that was going to happen. So she kept the womb for 100 years. And finally, of course, they appear. And when they appear, then before they appear, this was all omens, all the bad omens on the planet. The cows, instead of giving the milk, they were giving blood. And all is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, all the bad omens, how when they appear, the bad omens were everywhere, around, all around. So then, they appear, and the Kashyapa gave the name Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Now Hiranyakashipu was conceived first, but he appeared later, but still he was the first, he was the elder. And Hiranyaksha, who was conceived later, but he appeared first, but still he was considered brother. Hiranyakashipu, as you know, it's in 7th canto, we're not going to talk about him. And they both had the, and Hiranyaksha was very selfish. And he always respected his brother. And both had a boon from Brahma. Benediction from Brahma. So, he was selfish, and he was a greedy exploiter of gold. And he just, Balbi, what he did that he just exploited as much gold as possible from the planet, from the earth. And what happened? Earth lost its balance. Because earth, he says that the planets are floating by the there is inner constitution is balanced. So earth is, you know, planets float. But here, Hiranyaksha has exploited this earth so much and took the gold that it lost the balance. And what happened? Earth fell in the ocean of the Garbhodaksha ocean. So this is, we learn lesson from this, that at present, drilling of the earth nowadays to exploit oil is a disturbance by modern demons. It says here. It can cause dangerous reactions to the floating conditions of the earth. Similarly, Hiranyaksha was so powerful, he exploited enough gold from the earth to cause its spinning out of orbit. It then fell into the Garbhodaksha ocean. That ocean fills the bottom half of the universe. The top half is where countless planetary systems exist. Not just that, but then Hiranyaksha was so powerful that he just with the club, he wants to find someone to fight with him. So he goes everywhere to find some matching to fight. He cannot find anybody with. So he goes all the way to Vibhavari in the ocean, where Lord Varunadev is residing. And he is asking for Lord Varunadev to have a fight with him. Lord Varunadev is angry, but he is kind of saying, I'm old now, not with me. I think you should fight with Vishnu. He'll be a good match for you. And even telling, he is giving him the, Varunadev is telling him that, you will be finished. But he is so proud, Hiranyaksha, he doesn't give a damn about what Varunadev said, you know. He just wants to fight. So then, another side, here Brahma had Praja, Manu wants to have the, he wants to create the, he wants to create the population, and earth is fallen. So what happened? Brahma is puzzled. So while Brahma is puzzled, what happens? From Brahma's nostril, little creature comes out. Boar comes out. And their boar size is of a tip of a thumb. And suddenly what happens? That boar just goes in the sky and becomes a, take a big form like an elephant. Just like in the case of fish. Who was that king? Satya. In the fish. Satyavrata Muni, right? Yeah. He went in the, and he took little fish in his kamandal, and that fish becomes bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And he's wondering, how is that possible? So similarly here, the little boar, it becomes bigger, bigger, goes in the sky. Brahma is puzzled. And Brahma says, wait a minute. Isn't it wonderful that it comes from my nose? First this boar was not bigger than tip of a thumb, and within a moment he is larger than an elephant. When my mind is confused, is Lord Brahma said. Is he an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna? Then what happens? This boar while Brahma is puzzled, this boar, it makes the rolls the tumultuous like a rolling mountain. The omnipotent supreme personality of God had enlivened Brahma and the highly elevated Brahmanas by again roaring with his uncommon voice, which echoed in all directions. Seeing this wonderful form of Lord Varaha, Brahma and the residents of higher planets chanted auspicious prayers from the Vedas. And then they are glorifying, they are knowing that this boar is the none other than the supreme personality of Godhead. So then they are praising the Lord, glorifying the Lord Varaha. And then, of course, Lord Varaha, why he has come? He come here to lift up the earth. So he goes in the Garbhodha Goshrine, and with his tusk he lifts the earth and bringing. So meanwhile, what happens? While he coming, what happens? Hiranyaksha comes. Because he said, wait a minute, this earth belongs to me, not to you. We are the owner. Because they have gone all the way up to the heaven. Even they can, he can't even find even Indra, all the demigods. So of course then Lord Varaha said, wait a minute. Let me just put first earth somewhere safe. Then we will have I'll have a nice time with you. See? So then Lord puts earth floating and he says he involves his energy in the earth and earth is just floating. And then Lord is having the big fight. Varahadev is fight with Hiranyaksha. And there is whole description of the fight. Lord wants to play. Now of course, it's also said that the Jay and Vijay were also actually ordained to come here because they had also stopped Lakshmi one time. When Lord was sleeping at her, Lakshmi was stopped by this Jay and Vijay. So Lakshmi, it was also ordained by Lakshmi that they have to go on the earth planet. So these were the reasons they had to. If Jayaja and Vijaya is to appear as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. And of course then there is a big fight and imagine, Lord just wanted to play with this. But he has to have a good match with him. So he has to send Jayaja and Vijaya as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. And after all this fight for a long time, and Brahma said, wait a minute, Lord, now time is come. Now, you may remember, Lord Brahma, this is the point. The demigods gives the benedictions to persons who come to them, but when it times come to kill them, they don't take the part of the demons, they take the part on the side of Lord. Same thing happened with Ravana. Ravana worshipping Lord Shiva, but then at the time of the, when all the demigods were gathered, at that time, Brahma is also, then Brahma said, Lord Shiva said, he need to be killed, Ravana. But Lord, so Vishnu doesn't do that. So here Brahma is saying to the Lord that, evening time is coming, now Lord, don't play with him, just finish him up. So after all this time, Lord hearing the prayer of Brahma with love, so Lord, if Lord wanted to kill, how did he kill? He just slap Hiranyaksha's at the root of the ear, just slap him, that's it. And demon is finished. So this is Lord wants to perform his pastimes, and this is what Lord does. So Lord Varahadev killed the Hiranyaksha, and then all the demigods are praising the Lord, and this was one of the prayer which we chanted here. any, there is a nice English song. How does this go? Haribo Varaha. That's Lord Brahma. Okay? Any question? Yes, Prabhuji.
It was a comment.
Yes.
When I was reading the fight scene, Aranyaksha insulted Varaha in the beginning. He told him, you know, he looks like a pig. And
yeah, impious.
Yeah,
beast.
It actually said that it hurt his Varaha's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt his feelings. So generally, we don't think that what we would say would hurt Krishna's feelings. You know, but it was just, to me, it kind of impressed upon me that, you know, Krishna is sensitive. People say all kinds of things and it hurts his feelings.
Hurts feelings of the Lord. Yeah. But the Lord is so kind that He doesn't take that. The mercy potency is so powerful that when that mercy potency comes, all other potencies are on the side.
He gave His mercy, gave Him a good swift kick behind the ear there. So.
Liberated anyhow. Any other point? Yes. What I understand is just like Lord Narasimhadev is his planet, so Varahadev also is his planet and is spiritual. Sorry?
The Bhagavad Gita in front of you?
Yes.
Open 4:8.
4:8?
Pranaya sadhanam vinasaya chatushkitam. Dharma samsthapanathaya
sambhavami yuga yuga.
In the middle of the purport, you will see Prabhupada answer our question. Srishti hetu avatar prapanche dhare. In the middle of the purport.
Yes.
Read the translation. All the incarnation coming from Vaikuntha. They have their position in Vaikuntha, not here.
There are various kind of avatars. Is that one?
Srishti hetu, the sloka is there.
Yes. The avatar or incarnation of Godhead descends from the kingdom of God for material manifestation. And the particular form of the personality of Godhead who descends is called an incarnation or avatara. Such incarnations are situated in the spiritual world, the kingdom of God. When they descend to the material creation, they assume the name avatara. There are various kinds of avataras such as Purusha avataras, Guna avataras, Lila avataras, Shaktavesha avataras, Manvantara avataras and Yuga avataras, all appearing on schedule all over the universe, but Lord Krishna is the primeval Lord, the fountainhead of all avataras. Lord Sri Krishna descends for the specific purpose for mitigating the anxieties of the pure devotees who are very, very anxious to see Him in His original Vrindavan pastimes. Therefore, the prime purpose of the Krishna avatar is to satisfy His unalloyed devotees. Is that clear? Thank you, Prabhu. Any other point? Okay, so tomorrow is a big day. Lord Nityananda. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.